Okay, so we've got some stuff here about this Lutathera and neuroendocrine tumors. Looks like you want to get a handle on this treatment, like really break it down, like if you were talking to your doctor.
Yeah, for sure. So neuroendocrine tumors, or NETs, can be a little sneaky. They pop up all over the place and they develop from cells that are kind of like a hybrid, part nerve cell, part hormone-making cell, making them tough to diagnose.
Oh, yeah. And I see here they can be slow growing too. So that's got to make it even harder to figure out what's going on.
The symptoms are often super vague and it's easy to mistake them for something else. So definitely talk to your doctor if anything feels off. But hey, the good news is we've got effective treatments and that's where this Lutathera comes in.
So let's talk about Lutathera then. What is it exactly and how does it actually work? I think you can explain it like I'm not a doctor. Keep it simple.
Okay, so picture this Lutathera. It's like a guided missile zeroing in on those tumor cells. We call this type of treatment peptide receptor radionuclide therapy, or PRRT for short.
All right, PRRT sounds pretty high tech, so what makes it so precise?
Well, it uses a radioactive substance called lutetium Lu-177, and it's attached to this special molecule that acts like a key fitting into specific locks on the NET cells. We call those locks somatostatin receptors.
So it's designed to seek out and attack those tumor cells directly.
Bingo! This targeted approach means less damage to the healthy cells hanging around the tumor, which is a big win compared to traditional chemo, which can kind of hit everything.
Makes sense. Fewer side effects, more precision. No wonder people are interested in this Lutathera, but what kind of NETs does it work best on?
It's a real game changer for a type of NET that shows up in the pancreas or digestive tract. Those are called gastroenteropancreatic neuroendocrine tumors, or GEP NETs.
GEP NETs, got it. And besides shrinking the tumor, any other benefits? I see something here about symptoms improving too.
You're sharp. Lutathera can also help with some of those pesky symptoms that come with NETs, like pain and diarrhea and hormone imbalances. So it can make a real difference in how people feel every day.
So it's not just about fighting the tumor, it's about having a better quality of life during that fight. It's pretty amazing. But I'm guessing there are some downsides too, right? Nothing's perfect.
True, Lutathera is powerful, but it's not a magic cure. It's important to be realistic about that.
Right. And I see here that cost is a big worry for a lot of people.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's a huge obstacle for many patients. Lutathera is expensive, and insurance can be a real headache. Not everyone who needs it can actually get it.
That's rough. Sounds like access is a big problem.
It is, and like any medical treatment, it's crucial to talk to your doctor about all the potential risks and benefits. See if it's the right fit for you.
That's a really good point. There's a lot to think about.
For sure, but even with the challenges, Lutathera is a huge leap forward in how we treat certain types of NETs.
I see some other treatments mentioned in this stuff too. How does Lutathera stack up against those?
Great question. Lutathera is part of this new wave of cancer therapies that are changing the game. What sets it apart is that targeted approach, going after those specific receptors on the tumor cells and leaving healthy tissue alone.
So it's not just treating cancer, it's treating your cancer specifically.
Exactly. We call it personalized medicine. And it's a really exciting area right now. Other treatments out there, they mostly focus on managing symptoms rather than directly hitting the tumor like Lutathera does.
So for folks with GEP NETs, it sounds like Lutathera is in a class of its own.
Yeah, I think that's fair to say. And remember, the field of cancer treatment is always moving forward. There's always new research happening.
That's good to hear. So we've gone from what the heck is PRRT to understanding why everyone's talking about Lutathera.
It's a powerful weapon in the fight against NETs, but just like any medical treatment, it comes with its own set of challenges and complexities.
I'm glad you're digging into this topic. Knowledge is power, especially when it comes to your health. Oh, well, this is just the beginning. We love to dive deep. So we've got the basics down, like what Lutathera is and why it's such a big deal. But I always like to get into the nitty-gritty. Can you tell me a little more about how it actually works on like a cellular level? These somatostatin receptors, these seem to be super important.
So these receptors are like little doorways on the surface of cells. They help regulate different functions in the body. But with NETs, these SSTRs, especially type 2, they're like way overexpressed. There are tons more of them on the surface of the tumor cells compared to healthy cells.
So like the tumor cells are covered in these doorways, and Lutathera has the key to get in.
The lutetium LUTFO-177 is attached to this molecule called dotatate. And that dotatate is like a perfect fit for those SSTR doorways. It's a lock and key thing.
Okay, so the dotatate with its radioactive cargo, it attaches to the SSTR, but what happens then? How does that actually kill the tumor cells?
Think of it like a Trojan horse. Once that dotatate binds to the receptor, it lets the lutetium-177 sneak right inside the tumor cell. And because lutetium-177 emits beta radiation, it can damage the DNA of that cancer cell from the inside out, causing it to die.
Ah, so it's not just hitting the tumor from the outside, it's actually getting inside
Yeah.
and messing with its ability to function and multiply. Pretty sneaky.
It is, and that's why PRRT is considered a type of targeted radiotherapy. It minimizes the collateral damage because that radiation is mainly focused on the tumor cells that have those SSTRs.
This makes me wonder about how doctors would figure out if someone's a good candidate for Lutathera. I guess the presence of those SSTRs is pretty crucial.
Exactly. Before a patient can get Lutathera, they have to do this special scan called a somatostatin receptor imaging scan. Sometimes it's called an Octreo scan.
An Octreo scan, what does that tell us?
It uses a small amount of radioactive material. It's different from the stuff in Lutathera, but it also binds to those SSTRs. This lets doctors see if the tumor has enough of those receptors to make Lutathera an effective treatment.
So if the scan shows a lot of those SSTR doorways, that's a good sign that Lutathera can lock on and do its thing.
It's like a scouting mission to see if Lutathera will be a good weapon against that particular tumor.
Okay, so let's say someone is a good candidate for this treatment. What can they expect during the actual treatment process? I'm guessing it's not just a one-time thing.
You're right. It's usually given as a series of cycles spaced out over a few months. Each cycle involves an infusion of the medication through an IV. This gives the body time to recover between treatments.
Those recovery periods, I bet they're pretty important, especially since we're talking about radiation. Are there special safety measures in place during these treatments?
Absolutely. Since Lutathera uses radioactive material, we have specific safety measures to protect both the patient and the healthcare team. The infusions are done in special treatment rooms designed to contain the radiation, and the staff are trained to handle this stuff safely.
It sounds like a very carefully controlled environment.
Yeah.
What about after the infusion? Are there any precautions the patient needs to take?
Yeah, for a few days after each infusion, the patient's body fluids might contain trace amounts of radioactivity, so they'll get instructions on how to minimize any potential exposure to other people during that time.
So it's cell protocol, pretty intense, but I can see why those precautions are necessary.
Right. It's all about finding that balance between the potential benefits of the treatment and making sure everyone's safe.
We've talked about minimizing damage to healthy cells, but are there any side effects that patients should be aware of?
Even though the side effects with Lutathera tend to be less common and less severe than traditional chemo, they can still happen. Some people experience fatigue, nausea, low blood counts, or even kidney problems.
So even with this targeted approach, there are still some risks to think about. Open communication with the doctor throughout the process seems really important.
You're absolutely right. It's super important for patients to feel comfortable talking to their healthcare team about any concerns they have.
Okay, so we've covered a lot here. Those SSTRs, the Octreo scan, the treatment process, potential side effects. What else should we know about Lutathera?
A big question that comes up a lot is about the long-term effectiveness. How long this treatment will keep those tumors under control.
Yeah, that's a big one, and I'm guessing the answer is it depends.
Bingo, it really varies from person to person and depends on the specifics of their tumor. Some people might go into long-term remission, while others might see their tumor start growing again after a while. That's why close monitoring after treatment is so crucial.
So it's about staying on top of things and adjusting the game plan if you need to. But
Yeah.
even if the tumors do start growing again, it sounds like Lutathera can buy valuable time, both in terms of quantity and quality of life.
You got it. And it's important to remember that the field of NET treatment is constantly evolving. We're learning more about these tumors all the time and developing new ways to fight them.
That's encouraging.
Yeah.
It sounds like Lutathera is a huge step forward, but it's not the end of the story.
Exactly. There's always hope, especially in a field as innovative as oncology. But remember, the best source of information for your specific situation is always your doctor. They can help you navigate this whole process and make the best decisions for your care.
That's great advice. So, where do we go from here? What other aspects of Lutathera are you excited to dig into? I've talked about the science and the treatment and everything, but there's one big thing we haven't really talked about yet: cost. From what I'm seeing, Lutathera is not exactly a bargain.
Yeah, that's true. It is an expensive treatment, and unfortunately, that can be a real roadblock for a lot of patients. The cost can vary, but we're talking, tens of thousands of dollars per cycle. And remember, most patients need more than none.
Wow. That's a lot of money. No wonder people are worried about that. So what makes it so expensive?
Well, developing and manufacturing a drug like this, it's not easy. It takes years of research and clinical trials. Plus, you need specialized equipment and facilities to give the treatment safely. And of course, you got to train the healthcare team too.
Yeah, it sounds like there's a lot that goes into it. But from a patient's point of view, it's got to be super frustrating. Like, you need this treatment that could save your life, but then you see the price tag and it's just overwhelming.
I totally get that it's a tough situation. No easy answers, but there are resources that can help patients deal with the financial side of things.
Right. I see some stuff here about insurance coverage and patient assistance programs. Can you tell me more about those?
Insurance coverage for Lutathera, it can be a real maze. It depends on your specific plan, and it often involves a lot of paperwork and back and forth, but there are people who can help you through that process.
So it's not hopeless, but you might have to fight for it a little bit. Yeah. What about these patient assistance programs?
A lot of pharmaceutical companies, including Novartis, the company that makes Lutathera, they have programs to help patients cover some or even all of the treatment cost. There are eligibility requirements, of course, but these programs can be a lifesaver for people who might not be able to afford this therapy otherwise.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
So there are options out there, but it seems like we need a bigger solution for drug pricing in general. You know,
I agree with you. This is a much bigger issue than just Lutathera. It's going to take everyone, policymakers, insurance companies, healthcare providers, and patients all working together to come up with solutions.
It's a big problem for sure, but hopefully with more awareness and more people talking about it, we can start making some real progress. So let's switch gears a little. What about the future of Lutathera? Where do things go from here?
Now that's where it gets really exciting. Research is going on all the time to find even better ways to use PRRT. Scientists are working on new molecules to combine with lutetium-LUN-177, which could target different types of receptors on those tumor cells.
Oh, wow. So we might see even more targeted, even more effective versions of this therapy down the road.
You got it. And there's also research looking at combining PRRT with other treatments like immunotherapy. The idea is to hit the tumor from all sides, make it harder for it to survive.
Yeah, that makes sense. Combining different approaches sounds like a really promising strategy. I'm also seeing a lot here about raising awareness about NETs overall.
That's huge. The more people know about NETs, the sooner they can get to a doctor if they have symptoms. Early diagnosis is so important for better outcomes.
So it's about awareness and early detection and constantly improving treatments. That sounds like a pretty hopeful note to end on.
I think so. NETs can be tough, but there's a lot to be optimistic about. Remember, knowledge is power. And the more you understand about your condition, the better decisions you can make about your healthcare.
Well said. And remember, medicine is always changing. There's always new research, new discoveries happening. So don't be shy about asking your doctor about the latest advancements and how they might apply to you.
Great advice. Stay curious. Stay informed.
So there you have it. We've taken a deep dive into this whole world of Lutathera and how it's changing the fight against NETs. We've covered the science, the treatment, the good, the bad, the future of this incredible therapy. And remember, this is just the beginning. Your doctor is always the best person to talk to for information and guidance specific to you.
Keep on exploring, keep on learning, and keep on diving deep.